Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance.
That's a legendary, almost immortal Van Morrison bringing this back.
All the leaves on the trees are falling.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Moondance, by the way. It's awesome. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 14 years he's been hanging out with us. He's an attorney specializing in small business. He's an author. He's an amazing writer with his syndicated column, Succeeding in Your Business. Cliff, thanks again for being here. In fact, put a .com on the end of that, folks. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. You'll find his website and all the things he does. Hey, Cliff, recently you had a case that you reported on where somebody was selling their business and the buyer decided to bring the SBA in for part of the financing, and it complicated the transaction.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, this is a classic case, Jim, of no good deed ever goes unpunished. A classic case. It used to be, up until recently, that the SBA would only guarantee up to 80% of a business loan. You know, the borrower still had to come up with the remaining 20%. A couple of years ago, they changed that now so that the SBA will guarantee up to 90% with only a 5% down payment by the borrower, which, you know, was intended to expand the SBA loan universe,
right,
and make SBA loans more attractive. Okay. But here's the little catch now. Let's say that you're a seller of a business and you find a buyer, really great guy, wants to do an SBA loan, but you know you don't care about. All right, that's going to delay the closing by a couple of months, but you're willing to go along with it. And the buyer asks you to take back some paper. He wants you to finance a portion of the purchase price. Let's just say 10% of it, for whatever. Okay, you agree to this. Then the buyer hits you with his paperwork, and all of a sudden you look at this note that you're taking, and you have to sit on your hands for 10 years, up to 5 to 10 years before you can get a single payment
of the 10%. The SBA loan would make you whole with the big purchase amount, the 90%.
You still get your 90% at closing.
Yeah.
That's right, but that 10%, you don't get a penny of it for 5 to 10 years, and you say, "What the heck?" And it turns out that this is a little gotcha in the SBA regulations,
mm-hmm,
that the SBA, if the SBA is going to lend on a deal where there's a seller note, they want the seller to be subordinated in payment. That's the technical
mm-hmm
term, to
That's
the
right
SBA loan. So if the SBA loan is 5 years, your loan doesn't kick in until they have gotten all their money in full. And sometimes it's not 5 years, sometimes it's 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you agree to a 5-year payout, you're going to be waiting up to 15 years to get that 10% back. Now, if you're on the age cohort that you and I are, you know, getting up in our 60s and 70s, that means that your estate will probably be seeing
that 10 or 15%. And the reason, folks, the reason this is so important to know, when you talk to a buyer, and there's a lot more that's going to be going on, Cliff, than there would have been. I predicted this, and the research is now showing more and more baby boomer business owners are thinking about, you know, not slaying the new post-pandemic dragon. They're ready to get out. And so there's going to be more of these transactions, and you need to know before you price your business. This is the point I'm making, Cliff. Before you price your business, make sure you know as much as you can about where the buyer is going to get their money, because if they say SBA,
right,
then you probably need to price your business so that if you have to wait 10 years for the first payment of that down payment, you don't care.
That's right.
You've gotten
exactly
enough
you've gotten enough
at the closing table to be happy.
Yeah. So first of all, don't beat up on the buyer. This is not their fault. They're not doing
right
a bait and switch
right
on you. They legitimately do not know about these rules when they do this. You know, they got some SBA lender that's saying, "Hey, we'll give you a great deal, you know,
right,
we'll close in 30 days." You know, that's all he's listening to, he or she. So you got to. So you have to do it. And if you hear that, they, well, all right, well, then the purchase price is going to be 10% higher, you know, or you can go the other way and say, you know what, I'll lower my purchase price by 5% in exchange for an all-cash deal. Now, if the business is a healthy one, he might be able to get an underwriting for an all-cash deal, and you should definitely push for that. You know, but if the SBA lender says, nah, the cash flows aren't sufficient, we need the seller to take back money, then I would definitely inflate the value of the company to factor in the fact that you're going to be waiting forever for the payment.
And you might have to, and you might even tell the buyer that. If you've never given them a price, then
right.
You know, that's your business. But if you have to wait, you might have to say, okay, well, you brought me some new terms to the contract offer, so I'm going to have to give you some new terms. And that is
I totally agree. Be totally transparent. Say, you know, look, if your lender is going to ask for a standby note, the purchase price is going to be 10% plus, and
right.
just be aware of that.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm 67 years old. I don't know if I'm going to be around in 10 years,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm writing off this money, so I want to make sure I still get the value of the business that I built over the last 15, 20 years, however long.
So this is why
buyers will understand that. Yeah.
This is why when you're talking to a buyer, and they're and you know, one of the trickiest part of selling a small business is where the money is going to come from the buyer. That's the hard part. It's not about whether your business is attractive or they want to buy it. It's about how do you get it funded. That's the hard part for small business, isn't it, Cliff?
And it's the most important thing for the seller because, let's face it, once you hand over the business, you're gone. You're out of it. You're
right.
out of it. I mean, you may have a lien on the assets in case something goes wrong.
Right.
Maybe a personal guarantee. But you don't want to buy a lawsuit. You want to just get your money
that's
and
right.
retire.
That kind of dodge.
And that's what you want.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is the website. Cliff Inico and I will be right back. We're going to talk about something completely different after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
No matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.